The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the Sierra Nevada wetlands, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. Joined, as always, by my co-pilot, Mr. Nick Ramirez. In the back room, we got Dogwater Dick and Executive Fluffer Bryce. But it's my honor here in studio. We've got Craig Brather, a killer musician here in town. And my little brother, Mike Dowd, all the way in from St. Louis this week.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Yeah,
damn, I'm so pleased that the executive fluffer title is sticking. That's awesome.
Yeah, no, that went out on the blog post last week. It's official. Because that was on Facebook. And if it's on Facebook,
it's the truth.
It's official. Hi, everybody. I hope you're having a good week. I had a blast of a weekend. I had a blast of a last week. It was Rico's last week of school, so that was very exciting and busy. And then she went on vacation.
Yay.
Did you go on vacation immediately following?
Not quite yet, because she's actually still here in town until... Well, yeah, then she went... Yeah, she left the other day. And I'm very excited for that. I'm going on vacation this weekend more.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Yeah, my brother... Actually, okay, past life. My brother Mike's here to pick her up.
Hello.
They're leaving in the morning, which is 2 days ago when you hear this.
Oh, that's why you're here.
Yes, that's why Mike.
That's the real reason.
Oh, I get it.
He's ferrying the child to St. Louis for me for a month.
You're ferrying the child.
Well, that's...
are you feeling fairy, Riku?
Where are my princess slippers?
Well, and if I needed a fairy,
gotta pack those.
I got my brother.
Yeah. How do you feel about Uncle Mike?
Like in the loafer.
Yeah.
Faggot.
Oh, man. Riku, that's harsh.
That's really... see, go...
Tough crowd.
You're going to have a long flight, dude.
Let's back down.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up on.
Do you want to play Barbies? I have Barbies at my house.
That's okay. We'll play later. I'll take a nap.
Well, okay.
But, yeah, no, I had a great weekend with you.
It was a fun
time. Mike. Yeah, we'll talk about that in just a little bit. Nick, what about you? How was your weekend?
It was great to see my son graduate and hang out with the big family.
That's wow. A big...
Did you graduate?
Yeah. That's awesome.
Congratulations.
No, my son.
No, I mean, but did you graduate when you were 18?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I did. Carson High. Go Senators.
We can prove it.
But yeah, that was cool. Except hey, my back.
Well done
went
to
out.
Q, and well done to you. You know, getting that far.
Yeah, it sucks. I had to sit there the whole time because it's, as you notice right now, I'm standing to do this podcast. Because
Nick is standing in the studio as if he's presenting.
Why? If I sit too long, my back, my butt, and my left leg start aching really bad, and like my toes are all numb and shit. So.
Like just since the
early onset,
that was the bad
Alzheimer's.
Part of the weekend. Yeah, man. And then they're showing these horrible commercials with the amputee guy who had to get his legs cut off from smoking, like some vascular diseases, and I'm like, oh,
that's awful.
No.
Time to think about a life change.
Scary,
Nick.
Scary stuff, man. So, yeah, it's like you graduated high school, man. I feel old, and I'm physically feel old, you know.
Right.
It hurts to wake up in the morning now?
It hurts really bad. I have to like get up, walk around. First, immediately hit the hot shower, right? Put it on massage on the spot.
Right, right.
Then I get out, finally, after it's the pain's gone away, and then it's good for like another 20 minutes. It's fucking awesome.
Well, thanks for making me feel better.
Yeah.
I thought I was getting old.
Oh, shut up, dude.
If you're Roy's little brother, then... I'm definitely older, sir.
He's still closer to 25 than either of us. He's still on the chicken side of 30.
Yeah. Lucky me.
Spring chicken. Yeah.
Awesome. So that was my weekend, man. Writhing pain.
Aw.
How about you,
Rick? That's why we didn't see you on Saturday.
Yeah. definitely.
At the Rick, what about you? What did you do at the RWAP show?
Yeah. I had the best fucking time.
Yeah,
I actually had the weekend off, and so I fucking went to. I saw Big Remote. It was this awesome show that was a Memory Motel and Big Remote and Rigorous Proof. And then there was some out of town band playing that I didn't give a fuck about, and they canceled.
Oh, cool.
So it was like Merry Christmas to Rick.
Yeah.
But I couldn't stay because Bryce called me on fucking like Wednesday or something, and after the Undiscovered, Bryce calls and says, and it's my only fucking day off Saturday. And Bryce calls and says, "Hey Rick, this weekend could a band that you've never met before who's coming to town stay at your house so they could save money on a hotel room?"
Surprise.
Right.
So,
and my initial reaction was, fuck no. This is my only day off. Like, I don't want to do. And then I stepped up to, I'll do it if nobody else will. And then I ended up that I was going to just do it. I was just going to get stuck with this fucking band, Sit Kitty Sit. And luckily I'd heard their album, so I knew that they were at least cool. And it's a two-piece, piano and drums, and they rock.
So what time did they get here, or what day did they get here?
They got here on Thursday? Yeah, Thursday, and stayed till Sunday morning.
Did you record them?
So, almost.
Friday night.
I wanted to.
So Friday night, I'm standing on the patio at Jub Jub's after having watched this two-piece band
wait,
rock out on stage.
Before you get to yours, walk in the door on Thursday. They walk in the door on Thursday, and I look at them, and at this point, I had only committed to one night, and then I would save them one day's hotel room, because I was kind of thinking in my head, if they're assholes, like I could just only have them for one night and it'll be okay, right? They walk in the door and the girl's got like pink hair and she's totally cool looking and they just look like nice people and they don't smell, and the guy drummer is fucking hot as balls. And like about 6 inches shorter than me. Which you know Rory is totally, you know.
A little shorter than Rick and ripped, like, and
he's fucking adorable, right? And like great eyes. And they just have this vibe of being amazing people, like right off the bat. And it went from you can't stay here the whole weekend to here's a key to the house. Just like that. Ended up being the best fucking time. They were so awesome. They were just fucking amazing people. And so I had to go see their show on Saturday, so I couldn't stay for I only saw Big Remote at that show. And they were so fucking cool, you guys. Sit Kitty Sit online and available, and they're coming back in August and gonna play again. Wow. Such a killer show. Okay, so you went into them.
Friday night, I'm standing outside of Jub Jub's on the patio. I had been listening to the band all night. Everybody was really digging to them. At the end of their set, they come walk outside, and I start talking to the two of them. And, oh, I loved your set. And, oh, hey, thanks for being here in Reno. Hey, can I buy you monkey juice? Da-da-da-da-da. And then I start telling them about my heterohomo life mate. And da-da-da, and this place where we record the podcast. You guys should really be on it sometime. Is his name Rick?
Wow, far out.
Yeah, the text.
So then we had the big group hug moment, and okay, your family. Oh, you're staying there. I used to live there. You know.
Wow.
So I got the.
They're going to be on the show, on the podcast here in August before they play their show.
Yeah, which they'll be. Oh, and no. You guys are.
We have already discussed this.
And the text that I got, ha ha ha. Oh, wait, what was it? He texts me, awesome, man. We met some of your people. Rory, he's cool. and then I text him back immediately, don't trust that faggot. Dot, dot, dot. Namaste.
Nice.
And then I realized like he doesn't listen to the podcast.
He doesn't know the joke.
He might think I'm serious, and so I added JK LOL. And then he texts back ha ha ha. And then I put he's the main host on our podcast. And right after I sent that text, I realized how stupid that was, because if he had any conversation with Rory at all, Rory would tell him, you know, I'm kind of a big deal. I'm on a podcast.
I do not.
But I had that thought. I said that to Cody, that's what I was thinking in my head. And the very next text back is, right, he was telling us about it for like 10 minutes. Then we put it all together. And it blew each other's minds. And I thought, I totally know Rory. He totally was talking up the, yeah. So I know you're a promotion machine for our amazing podcast.
Thank you, sir.
That's
thank
what
you.
It is.
Thank
it's
you.
Not.
Thank you.
Here, here.
I don't go around saying I'm kind of a big deal. Jesus Christ.
He's just very humble.
I'm not humble, but I just don't say I'm a big deal. I lay out my accomplishments and let you judge. I just happen to have a lot of great accomplishments.
Right, right. My name's Rory Dowd. If you're in Reno, I'm kind of a big deal.
No. I am now. You would have.
You would never say that.
Really drunk to get me to say that.
Yeah. Don't trust that faggot.
Namaste.
Mikey.
Hey, before that though, I had forgotten. So. I had a show to play at Wildflower Gallery on Friday night.
And how'd
I
that
went,
go?
I went and played an hour and got paid, and like I got tips.
No.
And,
very nice.
And
yeah.
Even though there was hardly anybody there, the people appreciated me. And well, yeah. I got there at 6. Everybody who was there for the art show was there from 4 to 6. Mm. And then the 6 to 9 was a little more light. So we'll be doing it again. I think I'm going to start playing out there on a regular basis for their openings once a month. Cool. And I'd like to welcome any other friends of mine who'd want to come play with me, because for Christ's sakes, I can't really handle 6 to 9 all by myself.
Oh, yeah. That's a long time.
That's a long set, yeah.
So I'm more than happy if it would be a Rory Dowd and friendy kind of scenario over there. Sure. You guys in the room and anybody listening, please get a hold of me.
Definitely. I'll be down for that.
Keep
man.
It low-key. Yeah. You know, not a big setup, not a full band or anything, but... hanging out, playing some songs.
Yeah, sounds fun.
Do some Lighter Thief.
Yeah, a little Lighter Thief on the bongos would be super sometime. Yeah. You know, acoustic set
sounds
style.
Sounds like a plan, man.
So that was a lot of fun, and then hanging out at the Jubs Friday was also super fun. For Sit Kitty Sit, definitely recommend you all checking them out.
They were there?
That's who played Friday.
Oh, dude. Did they play with the Stereophedelics too?
I got there. There was nobody. Really, I just saw Sit Kitty Sit and just them.
Yeah.
It was a good, you know, kind of regular crowd hanging out.
And I saw them at Red Rock on Saturday, and they played Thursday night at Studio on 4th.
Oh, cool.
But, dude, if you download their music, which you should, it's fucking rad. It's so, like, rockin' that it's only piano and a girl singing and a guy playing just rockin' fucking drums. Amazing.
Yeah.
And, but then when you see them live, it's so much cooler. It's like seeing it happen is really amazing. Oh, and then the really hot drummer, whose name is Mike, he accidentally hit the top of his cymbal so hard that a skull top that was on the top of his cymbal broke off. And he immediately leans over and picks it up and hands it to me and says, "Rick, I want you to have this." So that means that and it's only like about an inch in diameter. That means that the really hot drummer gave me a little head. So
that's really awesome. Cool.
And then Drunk Cody at the end of that
night—you've been waiting to say that.
Oh yeah, oh, from the moment it happened,
you're like, yes.
And he gave me a little head. But then Drunk Fucking Cody at the end of the night there. So it's like 1:30 in the morning. He pulled his "Let's get barbecue and barbecue at the house."
Yeah, Cody.
It's 2:00 in the morning. I'm making tater tots and he's grilling dogs and burgers, not dogs. And they come back and we got sauteed mushrooms and everything. It was rad. So we had a great weekend.
2 a.m. barbecue.
Oh, Cody's awesome for that.
Yeah. Oh, you really only have to hint at it. And
the very first time I remember it happening, he comes up to Rick's window on the outside of the house. Like, he's met Rick like twice. You know,
at 2 in the morning.
Oh, no, this was like at 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Knocks on Rick's window, freaks out his boyfriend, who wakes up. There's somebody at the door. There's some prowler. I mean, it was this commotion, and Cody just rolls in and is like, "Let's get fucking barbecue. And let's go to the – I went to the store and I bought all this meat. We need to cook it."
But the sad thing is we would literally get up and do what he suggested.
Because we're all like – yeah, man, I'm still a little drunk. Some food would be good.
He's like a drunk puppet master for everyone.
God, dude, he would say, and there was other nights when he would just show up and bang on the window, and I'd go, "Oh, Cody, what the fuck?" And he would say, "You have to make French toast."
And you would get up and do it.
Get up all sleepy and make French toast. You know, he won't go away.
And then I'd get
toast.
The knock on the door when the French toast was ready, saying, "Hey, there's French toast. Would you like?" Like some.
Awesome.
I loved living here. Are you kidding me?
Good times.
Terrible. Well, Saturday night while you were at Red Rock, I was rocking it over at Babinga with the Top 100 Rito Model Show.
Oh, yeah. I saw that, I think, on Facebook. Actually.
It was pretty super. It went on. I mean, show. You cool. know, it was a kickoff event for the for DP Modeling, mm-hmm. A new agency
DP.
Here in town.
That was my first thought.
And, you know, there are a couple of kinks here and there, but all in all, the show went... Show went pretty smooth.
There's a few kinks here and there.
Sexually.
It was great to meet and work with my co-host, Morgan Frey. She was a blast. We had a good little rapport on stage. And
So there was a tattoos category, right?
Yes, there was.
So was that like literally like shirtless hot guys with tattoos? Or
That was a couple of hot guys with tattoos, a bunch of hot girls with tattoos in clothing. Paper Moon was their designer. Oh, yes, it was all very revealing
because
clothing.
Because tattooed people have to be revealed.
And, there are a lot of local clothing designer shops. Like, there's some stuff from Never Ender, Dollhouse. You know, there's a lot of local folks had their fingers on the outfits on the show here. So
Never Ender.
So it was a good showcase for Reno boutiques and designers as well as models.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, no, it was just super. I had a blast.
Everybody drink.
No, but the hot dude category was a category all of its own, Rick.
Really?
Like with the young men with like the Marky Mark tidy whitey boxers poking out of the baggy saggy jeans, just and then the like I paid $1 million of granite chiseled abs and shoulders.
Damn.
And pecs. You would have really enjoyed.
I hate dress clothes. I can't wear dress clothes. I just hate it.
There are a number of guys in dress clothes. Some of them had them on or off before or after or during the show. So.
No, I don't mean to look it on them. I mean, I would have to wear dress clothes to be there because it was
not so much, actually. Even though it was Babinga, I saw ball caps and tennis shoes.
No way. They let people in?
Well, it was a special event, and people bought presale tickets. Yeah. And so we didn't exactly have to follow the nightclub's rules.
Babinga.
It was a special event in the space. And that, you know, and they were great to us. The service and staff there was all super.
Nice.
Know.
Very cool.
Yeah. El Dorado, Babinga, yay. Thank you for having us.
Awesome.
Man, you had a busy weekend.
Hell yeah, I did. And then
we had
to run over. Well, we run over to 1UP. Mike and I run over to 1UP for the after party. And we like took our time getting over there, finished our drinks.
45 minutes.
Yeah. You're not going to show up right away. Let people mingle in first. We get there, and first a fight breaks out in the like the 12 dudes just stumble out the front door with two of them kind of slapping at one another. Mike,
wait, like girl fight? Like
no, it was like
stop.
It was
slap.
It was there was stuff being open handed smacks being thrown as the fervor built up.
I hate your
up.
Shoes.
It was going there for a second. Wow. Mike, like a dumbass who's as big as the biggest guy involved in it, kind of goes to get in the middle and like, hey, let me be. You're in vacation out of town, dude.
Well, I went to get Steve first. I'm like, hey, there's a fight about that.
True, but you should have just hung. Anyway,
like I said, I'm the
peacemaker. Five all starts to roll down the alleyway and it just disperses like cockroaches in a light.
I bet.
And so Mike and Steve come back to the door. We go to walk inside the club, and I realize that was all of the patrons of the bar.
Oh, wow.
So we hung out.
I think there was one other person there.
Yeah, we hung out there for a few minutes, and nobody else seemed to be showing up. So we bounced on over to the Reno We Have a Problem.
Oh, the CD release, how'd that go?
That was amazing.
That was great.
There was
over
so much
Jub-Jub's,
shit happening Saturday. It was impossible to pick, so I wanted to go to that too.
Yeah,
missed,
me too.
Missed the Frontier City Sounds, but those are all the good kids from Zach and Timmy from...
What is that? They were called
the
Letdowns.
Letdowns.
The Letdowns kids. They were awesome.
They turned into Frontier City Sounds. Well, some of them with other friends. Yeah. We missed them entirely, but we did get to see Mary Jane Rocket. And as always, they killed it. And it was a good rockin' fun dancey kind of time.
Love that band.
And then Reno We Had a Problem got up, and they killed it. And true to form, Logan could not keep his clothes on even one song. He was down to his underwear before the end of the before the first song, I think.
So, I think that was before they even started.
Yeah, he just played in his underwear.
It's gonna happen.
He got half naked at the Undiscovered too.
Yeah, well,
not during their set, afterwards.
Yeah, no, he played during. That's awesome.
That is awesome.
There was a great crowd. It was a really good vibe. Everybody was having a good time. It was a super show. So, yeah, I had a good time over there this weekend at the Jubbies with the monkeys.
You did a lot of stuff.
Well, my brother was in town. I had to show him a good time.
It was a great time.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting this much.
We also took some of the late night stroll over to the Shays. And came. Saturday, you know, went home with the sun coming up. Yeah. That's a weekend in Reno.
Did Mike try to stop fights there, too?
Nothing.
I didn't try to start it,
dude. No, you didn't start it either. No, and Shays isn't really like that much.
Right.
Yeah. It's better now.
It is, yeah.
No, yeah, we all
talk about that. Yeah, it's not.
Oh,
fighting.
Is it a little more rough and tumble?
It used to be terrible.
Oh, like,
you could always
really
count on it.
There have been nights like you couldn't go 45 minutes without something sparking off in there. But no, now everybody who still hangs out there doesn't want to mess up the
place.
Like,
no, we like this.
We like to hang out here. But yeah, no, it was a great weekend. Good times had by all.
Very nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, Gym Boys for the first time. What'd you think of that?
Oh, that was amazing. I was like, oh, okay, it's going to be tacos and fries, whatever. It's
no.
I've had tacos before. Yeah.
You can literally grab that and squeeze it and grease it.
Yeah, it's something with the grease.
So good.
Is it trademark?
They squirt grease into it after they cook it.
And those fries, though, those are some of the best fries.
It was really good.
I agree.
Yep.
With cheese fries. Those are good.
That sounds good.
Yeah, Jim Boys.
I want that now.
I want them to be a sponsor of the show.
Nice. They could pay us in those tacos.
You're damn right. Can I just get a lifetime card, and if I show it, I get free food?
Very nice.
Anyway. Hey, Craig.
Sir.
We're going to talk to you here in a second, but I think let's dive into a song. Do you want to play something or hear something on CD?
What do you guys prefer?
That's up to you. I mean,
democracy choice. I can play a song maybe for you. How about that?
That's fine.
Yeah, play a song.
That'd be kind of fun. We always like the live music better. Anyway.
Live is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen to.
So, set us up.
So, this one's actually off of my album No Limits, which came out, and I had a CD release party myself on Thursday, before the weekend.
Oh, was just this last week. That's right.
The 30th, yeah. And which went really well. It was over the Knit.
Super.
And yeah, had some great bands in there. And speaking of bands that take their clothes off, Weapons of Mass Creation actually.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of stripped down for the show. I'm sure you've seen their pictures
by
now.
They did?
Well, at least halfway, yeah.
Eric is hairy.
He's a little hot in there.
Yeah, he is.
He needs to take the shirt off.
He's red and hairy. But yeah, he's but
Eric,
yeah. So
Eric Shapiro for mayor. Just throwing it out there.
That's right.
Absolutely. Dude, I'd vote for him in a second.
We're making plans, people. Just tuck that away. Remember that in the future. Eric Shapiro for mayor.
Nice. So this song was kind of a I got a good response from the crowd on this one. It's called Constantly Inside.
If I could just count out loud all the times my heart has died, the pain is going past the mouth, and I really feel all right. Time goes by so much faster since she's been in my life, and all the dreams go past her. I feel choked up inside, and now I will always know that my heart is free tonight. Who I care about might go, and what I care about is right. And I find her long brown hair is flowing like the wind tonight. And when I need her to be there, with me constantly inside. I need to talk to her sometimes. She's never very far away. And if the road is cold at night, she might light the falling rain. And now I will always know that my heart is free tonight. Who I care about might go, and what I care about is right. And I find her long brown hair is flowing like the wind tonight. And when I need her to be there, she's with me constantly inside. And now I will always know that my heart is free tonight. Who I care about might go, and what I care about is right. And I find her long brown hair is flowing like the wind tonight. And when I need her to be there, she's with me constantly inside. With me constantly inside. With me constantly inside. With me constantly inside.
Ooh, nice.
That's very pretty.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
It's beautiful.
Thank you very much.
You do write very pretty songs.
I try.
Prettier thanks, than a lot of people we have on the show.
Well, thank you. That means a lot coming through, a fellow songwriter, indeed.
Hey, well, thank you.
Yes,
thanks
very
for noticing.
As well.
Noticing.
Yes. Rory's awesome. Yeah.
No, I have, you know, we've only known each other, I'd say, probably the better part of the last 18 months or so.
Yeah, yeah, that's about
but
right.
But I, you know, I always like when you come out to an open mic because.
Yeah,
absolutely. You're a showman, too.
You know,
you break the fourth wall, you talk to your audience.
Yeah.
And you have
yeah,
a good
yeah.
time up there, and it's
yeah.
always a good time with
thanks,
you.
Thanks, Rory. Yeah, I appreciate it. Very cool. Yep.
How long have you been in Reno playing music, though?
Oh, wow. Well, I've music-wise, I'd say maybe the last 5 years, but
okay.
prior to that, I grew up here, so I went to school at Reed High School, actually, in Sparks.
Battleborn?
yeah, yeah. And, yeah, I went to took a few classes at TMCC and UNR, and I did voice lessons up at UNR, and I also did piano lessons with one of my old piano teachers in high school, and then from then, yeah, and I play by ear, naturally, so my dad's in a band, and I come from a musical family.
Okay. And okay. So you're yeah. you've always been around the music. So.
Yeah, pretty much since I was a young guy, 3 or 4, I could hear something and pick it out on the piano right away.
So. Right on.
Cool.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Beauty.
And I've got probably I don't know at least 150 maybe songs that I've written original. You know, songs. I've got 30 on the album that I just came out
right.
with.
Yeah,
that's a 30-song yeah. album.
That's,
yeah.
No Limits.
No Limits, yeah.
And you work with a lot of other people on this,
I do.
Too.
So
I
it's
do.
More than a title. It's actually a description.
That's right.
Very much
just,
right. Yeah.
Just, yeah.
Yeah, my thought was that you shouldn't limit yourself to a certain genre or limit yourself to mixing or collaborating with other artists if you feel like, you know, that's what you should do. So I titled the album No Limits because I've got, yeah, probably a dozen artists on there that are also in Reno that are established, and mm-hmm. I've also got 4 different genres on the album. So oh, wow. it breaks out because I write
yeah,
everything.
I heard when we were on the... radio
show. Yeah,
a couple
yeah.
weeks ago.
On Oliver X.
The Reno
yeah.
Tahoe
Reno
Tonight show.
Tonight. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you played a little bit. It was a little more of hip-hop, R&B
that's right.
flavors.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
It was some nice stuff,
thanks,
too.
Thanks, man.
You
yeah,
know?
Thanks. Very cool.
But it's you know, not anything I had ever seen you be a part of,
oh,
but, you know, because it's different than the keyboard at a bar. You know?
That's right. Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty diverse when it comes to that, and I'll work with anybody, you know, if they want to work with me, I'm more than happy to. Work a song out because I've got tons of ideas in my head and I've got I think some good piano riffs I can throw in there. So.
Now is this your first CD or how many?
That's my second one. I have an EP okay. album that came out last year that actually was second place in the Reno Gazette Journal, which I thought was kind of cool.
Oh, cool!
And,
congratulations! Thank you very much. Yeah, yeah. And that one's called Collaboration, and it was just hip hop and R&B songs actually. And 4 of the 6 songs that I had on that album are on this.
Sure. Okay.
Kind of threw the best ones I had on there. So.
Well, that's what cool. you do with an EP. You put it on. The
I figured.
LP.
Yeah. Yeah. Do a full, right. Exactly. Yeah. Give them the full show.
where are you on the online internet? Where can people people buy this digitally?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, right now Bandcamp is pretty popular. So okay. I went ahead and uploaded everything on Bandcamp. And certainly for, you know, I think it's $7, you can get 30 songs that were mixed and mastered right here in Reno. Triceratops Studios. And I actually took about a year to put it all together. So it was a pretty intense project. Yeah, but I think it turned out really nice.
But also all local.
All local
sweat
musicians
and heart
and
soul.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I've got Spencer Kilpatrick.
Spencer the intern.
Yeah. He's a sandwich maker by day and musician by night. Whatever they say.
Oh, yeah. We had him on here as an intern for a semester.
Oh, how fun. Oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Yeah, super nice guy. He actually came out and did four of the alternative songs on there. He did the guitar tracks for us.
Terrible hair, though. Jesus Christ. His hair's kind of his thing.
His hair's a little out there. Yeah.
His hair's
distinctive. It's his thing, all right.
It's the trademark, yeah. And so, yeah, he's on there doing guitar. I've got...
And then have you ever seen him with his girlfriend?
Oh, she's
like,
super small.
Like, comes up to his hip.
Yeah, I kind of feel bad
she's
for her.
So sweet.
I mean, she's super nice, super nice and sweet, yeah, and they're sweet, a cute couple and everything, but just, you'll see them rocking out at a show together and just...
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
How funny, I didn't notice
questions.
That. Questions. Yeah.
Like, yeah, Rory, hippo Dowd. I know what you're thinking.
Like the hippo.
No, my questions, I was more into, like, the can you rest your beer on her head when you're out
of home? Oh. It is the size that matters.
Oh.
Oh, Rory.
We're on that level. Rory, okay.
You need one of these.
Namaste?
Yes. Oh,
there's two different namastes?
Oh, there's four.
Yeah. Rad.
I know. So here's the number one.
Namaste.
That's assertive. And then here's the questioning.
Namaste.
like, was that bad? And then I think this one has Penny laughing in the background.
Namaste.
And then the final one is I think it's pretty hard.
Namaste.
Oh, nice. A little more full voiced on that one. So.
Yeah. Awesome.
It's Oriental sound.
Thanks again to the Shames coming in last week.
Yeah, last week was a hoot.
Oh, very cool.
You know them, right?
I do.
Penny
I do.
And Mikey
yep.
and Cyril. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Very cool.
Super folks. Super
yeah.
folks.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, yeah, so I've got John Scott. I don't know if you guys know him. He's a fiddle player. He's played with Rigger Spruff a few times. He was at Whitney Myers.
Oh, nice.
And he, he's on actually the album on the country songs on there. So he does fiddle on there. Did a really good job. And,
cool.
Yeah, and I've got...
It feels like it's got stickers in it.
It's got... Something. No, it's two discs in there.
Oh, it's a two disc.
Yeah, it's a double disc.
30 songs only fit on one CD if they're punk songs.
Oh, right. Short and sweet.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe
nothing
they might be
clocks
giants.
In more than 120 seconds.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And so 30 songs, 18 on one CD and 12 on the other. Yeah.
Oh, super.
Damn.
Yeah, so thanks, man. Yeah, so I figured it was pretty cool. And I've collaborated with some hip-hop guys, JB Envy, David Knapsack, T-Mel. I've got, there's a lot. Touchade. I've got Tova Goodman's actually
Michael?
Doing backup on some of the
Touchade?
Songs. Michael Touchade?
Yeah.
Williams.
Yeah,
that's him.
We know
him. He's on two of the tracks on there.
He used to come down to the open mic back in the Zephyr days.
No kidding. Yeah, yeah. I first met him at my own open mic, which was at Siena about like 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago.
Yeah.
And he was a regular. He said, hey, we should do some songs together. So,
yeah, super. Yeah, good to know. Good to know.
Yeah. Reno's nice. Yeah. You can know one guy, they know the other guy. You know, whatever. So.
A couple black dudes in that shit, too.
Jesus, Nick. Just because they're hip-hop guys doesn't mean they have to be black.
That's that true.
Really sorry.
We got one out of three.
I'm sorry for my blatant racism. I'm sorry.
Namaste.
Oh, my God.
Namaste.
I think I first heard that word on a P90X video when they were doing yoga. And the guy's like, namaste.
Yeah.
Did he tell a racist joke first?
I don't remember. I don't think so.
It's the conversational version. Of lol when it comes to offensive
JK.
Humor.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
It's JK.
Yeah, smiley.
So that's like, so where I can say something to
winky
offensive
face.
And then.
Oh, cool. You learned something on the show. Actually.
Right. So just, you know, when you're sitting around with your racist friends telling racist humor.
Right. Correct, I do it every weekend.
You know, yeah. Right. When you do that.
No, it's when you're super comfortable around your friends and you tell something that's funny, but offensive jokes are funny.
Gotcha. Then it's the time to throw
part of why they're funny.
You just don't. Namaste.
Namaste.
We're all in this together.
We're going to spread this. We're going to spread this around the world.
Very, very cool. I
used that a lot this weekend with Cody.
Faggot. Namaste.
Namaste.
Cook some barbecue. Namaste.
No, Cody's way, way.
Good to see you, faggot.
Namaste.
Oh, nice. It makes it all okay.
Yeah, I feel better already.
So where are you going to be playing next, Craig?
Wow, well, my next show is with Songwriters in the Round, as a matter of fact.
Cheers. Oh, sweet.
Yeah, over at Swill. Yep, Swill on the 29th. And we've got Danny Butler on the bill. I'm not sure. There was a few others, but I don't know. I think Oliver's changing it up, so I won't announce who it was. But it'll definitely be a good show. I played at Swill a few times, and I really enjoy playing
it. A little shout out for the Reno Tahoe tonight. Pick up your brand new issues out at places everywhere.
Absolutely. I was in last month, but this month is even more exciting. So.
I don't think it's this issue, but Jenny Pez Dispenser was at the Sit Kitty Sit show to write an article about them and whether or not she liked the show. So cool. And she can be viciously cruel if she doesn't like something. I hope that went well.
Actually, her article this month is about me and her stumbling. Actually, the first words of the article are Rory Dowd and I. It's kind of cool. Oh.
I'm telling you, you're kind of a big deal.
She and I stumbled into a two-piece band, and she reviews it there. And it's I'm Dirty 2 from Sacramento, who were killer. Nice. We stumbled in on them one night. She wrote a review on them. So
is that in the Reno Tahoe tonight? Because I saw you. That's in the current one right now. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Very cool. I didn't actually have an article in this one. I missed some deadlines, had some stuff going on with other deadlines.
I would say I've seen you in there before. I was like,
I'm usually
you
in there.
You fail.
This month, yes, I did. I did fail. I'm doing other stuff.
Oh, yeah. Busy guy.
Exactly. Something.
As long as you keep moving, some good's got to happen.
That's what he said.
Absolutely. And while we're doing this little sponsor break, I do want to mention our good friends Big Remote, who I got everything wrong last week.
Oh, no.
It's bigremote.net.
Oh, my God.
And they say they don't have anything at Recycled unless somebody has already sold their album to Recycled.
My God. Oh,
all you can get their album at Discology.
Discology, of course. Cool.
Right. I got the text and was like, oh, yeah, I'm dumb. So as usual, I got it wrong. Don't listen to me. But check out Big Remote and their CD Jenkins.
And go to Discology.
Cool. And go to Discology.
And start a conversation with Dave.
Yes.
David. And then never leave. Because he's so interesting and I could talk to that guy forever.
Rad.
Very nice.
And he's got a great haircut.
And who did we just... Oh, the Big Remote, right?
Yeah. Do you want to take a moment with the... our actual sponsors?
That doesn't seem fair to Big Remote, does it?
No.
No, it doesn't. Yeah.
No, but I wanted to say about Big Remote.
Oh.
We're going to give them an extra free week for last week then.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure. Why not? Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
We'll tack on an extra week for them.
Totally. Because, that was my fault. That was dumb. But I hope did a lot of people show up to their show?
There was so much going on that weekend.
Yeah.
And there was it was a decent crowd. For them being the first band. But when me knowing who the other bands are and what they look like, when you subtracted the other bands, it wasn't that. You know what I mean? Because I'm like,
and all of
I'm
their
like,
dates.
I'm like,
and,
oh, this looks great, but I know you're going to play later, and you're going to play later, and you're going to play later, and you're going to play later. So, like, when you subtracted that, it wasn't a ton of people. But it was still fucking great. I mean, it was awesome. And, dude, they've changed up a bunch of shit. They've taken some of their songs off their album and, like, slowed them down and tripped them out and done all this weird shit.
Well, because they have the DJ Onosis playing with them now, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
So
it's a whole different thing now.
Yeah, so swapping out the keyboard sound has like changed everything. And it's so weird because I know their stuff so well that when I hear it play, I still hear John's keyboards in my head. And like I'm thinking them really loud while something else happens. And like
you're in an alternate time.
Oh, really? Really? It's a different show for me than everybody else. I don't know. But they're just always so fucking rad. Although I can't. The song that they always close with, they've started opening with that, and I just can't get behind that.
I'd suggest
too confusing.
I suggest
it's
if
a great closer, but I would have missed it. You know, sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I suggest if you guys want to check out Big Remote, you could also look them up in the archives of our podcast because they're pretty amazing.
At the big brain on Nick.
Yeah. Cool.
Way to self-promote.
Is that a commercial for them or is it a commercial for us?
Exactly.
Both.
A little bit of both.
Speaking of us, Bryce, could you give me another Pabst Blue Ribbon, please?
Oh, he's not even listening. He's like gone outside for a cigarette.
All right. Just tell him when he gets back.
Useless.
Thank you.
Well, no, I think we should punish him in
monkey.
Some way.
Useless.
Well, he doesn't get a gold star for that.
He was horribly sunburned this weekend.
He gets
so perhaps somebody should slap him.
Tarnished Tin Star.
Sad. But the
that'd be funnier if he was
with
here
the tips broken off.
Yeah, the tip broke off.
Yeah, every time. That's what the leper said, anyway.
You can keep the tip. I went to Virginia City this weekend, and there were
lepers.
No, back on the Namaste thing, there were these two little kids, little white kids, sitting at the restaurant next to us when I was eating ice cream, and they were just telling racist jokes back and forth.
Oh my!
No,
like a 13-year-old and a 9-year-old.
Oh my god!
Right. And they were thinking it was just hilarious and sitting there telling racist jokes back and forth.
Did you say anything?
Well, I was with Russell,
yeah,
who's a huge Indian guy.
Right.
You know, and he didn't notice it. And then he got up to go to the bathroom, and that's when, you know, when you're sitting there in silence and you can really hear. And I don't know if they thought, like, it's okay, we can just tell racist jokes because the guy next to us is just a white guy with a shaved head. Like in, you know, I don't know. But anyway,
right.
I at one point.
Or were, if they even noticed that there are other people in the room.
They were so absorbed in their blatant racism that they just didn't even care. And then I turned and looked directly at both of them across the way. And I said, what do you call?
Namaste.
No. And I said, what do you call a black guy who flies a plane? And they both had never heard it. They said, I don't know. And I said, a pilot, you fucking racist.
That's great. That is fucking great.
Well done, sir. That's
Namaste.
An appropriate response.
Right.
So. Very nice.
So that there's that.
Dude, I want way to film
to be
that
an, way to be a social justice ally, Rick.
That's right, because I care.
Yeah. No,
I might look like a Nazi who just got out of prison.
That is, I think that is important for adults to do shit like that in public. Like, no, you're not going to correct these kids or take them to task or go tell on their mom or get the cops.
Make them think for a second.
Right. Yeah. Like, I remember one time, this is real little, I was fucking with the car, like, turning the wheel and pressing the brakes. My dad was inside the house, and this dude drives up next to the car and stops, rolls his window down and looks at me and says, that's a good way to die. Other kids have accidentally started the cars and died. Whoa. And then drove off. I never touched the goddamn wheel or brakes or any of that until I was 15 again.
Very
you know?
Cool. Good story.
But it's that kind of stuff. Yeah. It's that's damn. We
wow.
More adults need to do that to kids you don't know.
Yeah.
You shouldn't just let them run around. I mean, don't trip them if they're running past you making noise, but
well.
But that's what
but when you do. When you have when you have opportunities to call kids out on shit, you should.
Yeah.
And don't start shit with their moms cuz they'll just never hear the end of it.
Yeah.
Take care of it between you and them. They'll respect you more.
That's right.
Really?
Very nice.
The person that they'll never see again.
Well, but you at least interacted with them as an individual, not them as a subunit of somebody else.
Mm,
it's kid psychology. Yeah. You're treating them like individuals and recognizing that they are present.
Wow. Thank you, Dr. Rory.
That was a good
Craig, play, let's play a song off the CD.
Oh, another what a nice idea. We could all
play. Oh, okay. Yeah. One that's...
I was just looking for a segue, Jesus.
Very nice, very nice.
Want to tell us a little about this one?
Which one do you want to do?
Give me some song titles.
Jaded or After All, or no. Jaded
At Your Door.
At Your Door is the next one, yeah.
Jaded.
Okay.
At Your Door.
At Your Door.
One's a hip-hop one, and one is me on guitar, which I rarely do.
Wow. Don't tell us which is which. Don't tell us which is which.
Oh, okay.
We already made our choice.
Then. Okay.
At Your Door, right?
Yeah.
Something calls me, and something haunts me. I can feel it knocking at my door. If you come in, I'll start running, cause I don't wanna see your face no more. And like a prisoner, I'm trapped in her, and it feels a lot like yesterday. Something in me, soul's within me, I
can start to feel it slip away. It's like I'm being haunted by your sex appeal. You dressed to kill, I'm feeling trapped, but the sex is ill. Let's be real, you see my heart is being tugged, girl, but I refuse to continue as an inmate to your love, girl. Plus, I have a good life at home. I mean, I basically have a wife at home, but I'm addicted to you, cause your love's potent. It's either that, or you slip me the love potion. Do I continue on, or do I swallow my pride? Do I follow my heart, or do I follow my mind? I'm not sure, these are questions I keep asking myself. Send me a sign, man, I'm asking for help. Damn, there's all these feelings that I hassle with. It never fails, when temptation knocks, I always seem to answer it. I know I shouldn't, and I won't from here on out, I swear. No matter what you call me, or what lack of clothes you wear.
Something calls me, and something haunts me. I can feel it knocking at my door. You keep coming, I'll start running, cause I don't wanna see your face no more. And like a prisoner, I'm trapped in her, and it feels a lot like yesterday. Something in me, soul's within me, I can start to feel it slip away.
I can't keep doing this, I'm giving up my sanity. Over temptation in a fantasy, I'm cursed like profanity. See, my confusion gets out of control, to the point I feel I'm losing it. I feel it start to slip away. The clouds are out, the rain is falling, I've seen better days. I just wanna hop into my car and drive to get away. But I can't abandon what I have at home. I need to figure out how temptation can be left alone. Before I'm left alone, haunted by my bad decisions. This has got to be a dream with all these bad visions. Man, I wish I left the door closed. Instead, I opened up and let you in. But I would rather watch it foreclose than to open up that door again. And I'm just being real. This is everything I see and feel. I got a girl, I made my boo. I can't keep seeing you like deja vu.
Something calls me, and something haunts me. I can feel it knocking at my door. If you come in, I'll start running. I don't wanna see your face no more. And like a prisoner, I'm trapped in her, and it feels a lot like yesterday. Something in me, soul's within me, I can start to feel it slip away. Something calls me, and something haunts me. I can feel it knocking at my door. If you come in, I'll start running, cause I don't wanna see your face no more. And like a prisoner, I'm trapped in her, and it feels a lot like yesterday. Something in me, soul's within me.
Damn.
Yeah,
that was cool.
That was different. Oh my
Thanks,
god!
Thanks, man. Yeah, I try to keep it diverse. I guess
keeping it for real,
better word. Yeah, or keep it exciting. Each song.
That was cool.
Thanks. Yeah. Yeah, I had that produced by a friend of mine, Matt Hoyo, who actually
Hoyo.
He's a cool guy. He does production on the side. So I came up with the piano riff and went and told him what I wanted, and then he came up with like the beat and stuff, and we mixed it together with another rapper called Knapsack. David cool. Knapsack Knapp, and he's the rapper on the track, and that was it. And I do the harmonies, I do everything on the chorus myself. So.
Beautiful.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, thanks, man.
Good
yeah.
Rad.
Job, Craig Prather.
Yeah, thanks.
Cake Prather.
That sounds kind of cool, too.
The cake is a lie.
I need a stage name.
Cake.
The cake.
When I was telling you before the show, when I was 18, I fucking lived with a guy named Jory Prather.
That's right.
And so I knew the last name thing, and I just, yeah.
Any
so
relations?
No.
Not at all.
No, it's a different family. And actually, when I used to get pulled over for speeding and stuff, they'd be like, do you know, are you related to this guy? And I'm like,
if it gets me out of jail.
No, it was the opposite. They're like, they're going to put you in jail if I was really.
Oh, shit.
See, our dad always got mixed up. Our dad's a Catholic high school teacher, James Dowd. There's another James Dowd with the same middle initial in St. Louis who was like a district.
Federal judge.
Yeah, a federal judge for years. And so, you're related to that family. And sometimes it's just good to say, and if I got called on it later, I just misunderstood because my dad's the same name. Yeah.
I was taking a business law class
and
at UMSL, and the professor, he goes, like, in the middle of class, calls me, and it's the 300 seat lecture,
right,
like, are you related to this family that's like extremely well known in Missouri law,
wealthy and influential,
like everyone in the family is a lawyer or a man. Judge.
We're the hippie teachers from Ohio. Yeah.
Cool.
That's fun. I do want to say this next segment of our show is brought to you by our fine sponsors, Reno Computer Fix.
Yeah, Reno Computer Fix. I just went over there a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Got a new battery for my laptop. It was easy peasy. Good deal on it.
Justin and Ian, friendly guys, ready to hang out, talk to you, or let you bring your dog in to get some water.
Yeah. Oh, took my computer in. I put it on the counter. He just looked at it for a second, was like, well, here's a couple things you could just do, but, you know, by yourself. Do this to help you clean it up. You know, no charge here. Here's your battery. Take it easy, man. He's very nice fella.
Super.
Ian down there.
Very cool.
I know the other fellas, too. I can't remember the names, but it's a really cool place. Got some cool art on it. On Spectacular Well Street, which I would say, you know, go to Wells.
Spectacular Wells Street.
Take a walk down one side of Wells, cross the street down there, take a walk down the other side, and, you know, visit a couple bars, do some shopping, have some food. It's a cool, cool neighborhood.
You're damn right.
Oh, yeah.
Get your computer fixed at renocomputerfix.net.
Reno Computer Fix.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Thank you, Max Volume.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. We love you. So, yeah, those are our sponsors. They're awesome.
Yeah, very cool.
Good guys.
Totally.
Absolutely.
Where are we now?
I think we're at the time.
Is it that time? I think so, too.
Let's do that.
Rick?
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, perverts of all ages, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask you boys a series of really uncomfortable questions and score you completely subjectively at my own whim.
Score you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's gross. This week it's your brother. Ew.
Yeah, that is gross, Rick. You can,
Yeah, twin porn is hot when it's somebody else's twins.
Yeah. Yeah, some girl was asking me this weekend if I'd mind, and I said, yeah, whatever.
I'll go with the flow.
Swing and a miss. Craig, I'm going to start with you, sir. Trapped on a desert island, your mother, your brother, or your lover, who do you cannibalize first?
Oh, wow. Oh, boy. That's a tough one.
Matter of life and death here.
Yeah, probably my brother.
Yeah?
He hasn't been too kind to me lately. So.
There you go.
Be Mike, nice or you get eaten.
It's going to have to be a brother, but I don't know if it would be you or Colin.
Ah.
There's no way we'd ever get our mother on a desert island. Getting her to go on the boat trip.
Or the plane over water.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. There's not a lot of meat on Rory's bones, though.
Not much on Colin.
Right, he's not that either. Big either, yeah.
Colin's shorter.
I got to say, in this equation, you'd be the one going down.
They're going to get up.
We're going to fight you to the death, dude. We're going to work together because we're fast and stick and chuck and jive. Yeah. So, trapped on a desert island, Mike is the one that gets eaten. Mike, what was the last lie you told?
I told you I loved you.
Negative 10 points.
Well, only 10.
Craig, last lie you told.
Oh, man. That I was on time for work, probably. A couple days ago.
That counts in my book.
Yeah, that'll work.
Let's see. While surfing the internet, Craig,
yeah.
What are your favorite porn keywords?
Oh, wow. Man.
Craig's
been a while.
Craig is blushing really hard at this
Craig,
point.
Right? We usually have like Reno butt rock people in here, and so it's Craig is so like, he's
there's
just
like
nice
no hesitation.
Guy.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe Bush and Beaver.
All right, then. All right. A Beaver man.
I'll throw those out there.
Mike? If you say ice cream truck, I'm going to punch you in the face.
I wasn't even thinking of that. I'm going to go with blue waffle on that one.
Oh. Bold
gnarly.
Answer. That's a bold
go
answer,
look that
Cotton.
Up, ladies
Let's see
and
if
gentlemen.
It pays off for him.
Blue waffle.
What on earth would you want to be your last meal, Craig Prather?
My last meal? You know, I like Mexican food, so... I'll say maybe like Los Compadres. Maybe some food from there.
Good choice.
They're not bad.
Mike.
Some form of macaroni and cheese.
Damn, you are
gourmet.
So white trash.
Have you ever tried?
I'm not talking about like.
Would you like
no,
some
Kool Aid
with that?
Have you tried a lobster mac?
If you, if your answer is nice macaroni and cheese, that is so white trash.
No, I'm talking like
I go by. I had mac and cheese at Wolfgang and Puck's, and it was kind of to die for.
I'm not talking about just like lobster mac and cheese slices. I'm talking
no, it's just straight cheese mac. And mac, like with all, homemade cheese sauce kind of stuff.
Oh yeah,
you got to throw bacon and crazy
bacon
shit in there.
All of history. Who do you want to start a fist fight with, Craig?
Oh no! Oh wow! Maybe like my old bully from middle school.
Nice.
Yeah.
Even if he was in a wheelchair today?
Oh, I don't know. I could do that. Yeah. Could make it better.
Maybe.
Easier for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, just push him off a ledge.
Oh. Namaste.
Mike, all history.
Huh. Da Vinci.
Ooh. Oh,
Da Vinci.
Nice.
Wow. No, I want to hear why on this one.
Unique.
It seems like it would be interesting. Cause he's got some
he might
sort
put
of
you in a painting afterwards too. You never know.
He's got to have some sort of invention where he's got an advantage.
Fair enough. Yes, one of those like punching bags on an accordion arm, but to, like the punching nuns and devil.
Yeah, but probably too busy inventing shit to learn how to fight too much. I think
he was an artist. He did make siege weapons, but he was not a fan of war. He was just mostly forced to make the siege weaponry at a certain point. Craig, assuming everyone has a price, what's yours?
Oh, wow.
To do something that you'd be morally or ethically against, what's your price?
Oh, man. I don't know if I have one, but I'll say $1 million.
Okay.
Yeah.
$1 million mark.
Almost anything for that.
The improbable amount of money.
You're right.
Mike?
So for something specific or just in general?
What's your price?
$500,000.
So, Mike's the discount hire in this room.
Very cool.
Oh, before we turn it over to... yes, Rick.
I want color, make, and model of your current pair of underwear.
Color, make, and model of your current pair of underwear. Mike? See, we got some plaid boxers.
You're pulling them out.
Green and blue plaid and probably Fruit of the Loom.
Gray Hanes.
Little tidy whities?
No, they're
boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs. Okay. Gotcha. Both classic answers, I think.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You Spunk.
You just always like to know that. my final question to both of you. Whilst going down on a girl, you discover fresh, crispy bacon. Do you eat it?
I'm going to say no. I just knew Craig would.
If I'm going down on her, how is it fresh and crispy?
Don't ask
that's
questions.
No. You must suspend
don't
reality.
Ask questions. So, don't ask her a question with a question.
So it appears out of nowhere?
Don't
in the
ask,
of
answer a question with a question. Do you eat it?
Well, yeah, out clearly.
Of nowhere. It doesn't appear out of nowhere. It appears out of her vagina. Are you paying attention?
But you said it was fresh and crispy.
Well, it's not up in there. It's like on
and
top
it's not
of it.
Like, on top of and it. It's not like scalding her.
I mean, it's not. No. I'm not going to change my answer. I'm going to eat it either way.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, I did forget. I did forget one question.
Oh, go for it.
All right. So the circumstances of losing your virginity, my friend.
Ah, excellent.
Ooh. Desperation and I don't know. I was probably. I think I was young. I was like 15. I was pretty,
okay.
Pretty young guy. Yeah.
So it's a car.
No, it was like
house.
I had to ride my bike there because on like a mountaintop.
Yeah.
And where was I think it was over by the Northern Nevada Medical Center now. But up there it used to be. There was I'm 36.
Nothing out there.
There used to be nothing up there.
Yeah.
Just a lookout and some dirt. And I rode my bike up there and we kind of hooked up. It was a little older of a lady, and I met her
like
through...
Like a random meetup on the top of
no,
the mountain?
No, I knew her because we were lifeguards. I was a lifeguard when I was a kid, and so she was like an 18-year-old lifeguard, and I was like a
15-year-old.
She's like, oh, I'll drive up there, and I'm like, oh, I'll ride my bike up there.
Wow.
Well done, young boy.
This is funny, too, because I was like super paranoid, so I wore two condoms, and it like cut off my circulation.
Like, what am I doing? She's all, you can take one off. No kids. Yeah, no, I have like a bunch of kids. So it's kind of ironic. But
that was awesome.
That was my first experience.
That's fucking funny.
You really just catapulted ahead on the quiz.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
That was a great answer.
You
did.
Yeah.
Mike, you better have a great
Mike, yours better
story.
Be good. Yeah.
I don't know if that gives us a story.
No. What do we got? What do we got?
It was after a friend's wedding, and we were the last two standing. And it was in a hotel bathroom.
Whoa. Well, that's not bad either.
Yeah. Well, and we were originally going to go back into the main room, but the guy that she was really trying to fuck was in bed with one of her friends.
Oh.
So we went to the bathroom. 45 minutes later, we passed out in the bathroom.
Yes. No, wait, with, like, your pants around your ankles passed out in the bathroom?
No, like we were completely naked.
Whoa. Oh, yeah.
So, hopefully there's no janitor.
And what age?
Yeah.
26.
Yeah, well done. Right.
Yeah.
Well done on both counts.
You're a good kid, I just have to say.
Yeah.
Good job. Please do explain what happened the next day when everyone woke up.
Oh, shoot. We woke up and she was like, oh, it's 6:30. I need to go to work.
And you're naked in a bathroom of a place?
Like a... It was a hotel, whatever, like the Holiday Inn or wherever everybody was.
Like the public bathroom or somebody's hotel
bathroom? No, my hotel room.
Oh,
my hotel
room.
Yeah.
I think of like off the side of like the dance floor.
That's what I was thinking.
That would have been even better.
That's still pretty fantastic. Wow. That, like those are some strong answers from both of you on that question. Yeah. Nick, let's hit him with some rapid fires.
All right, fellas. Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles.
Beatles.
All right. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Ooh, Star Wars.
Battlestar Galactica.
Ooh, nice.
Get the third answer. Yeah.
All right. Nickelback or Coldplay?
Ooh, Coldplay.
I will shoot myself first.
Also acceptable answer. Let's go with AIDS or cancer?
Oh, man. I don't know. Probably AIDS, I guess.
For me to have?
Yes. Much more treatable.
Yeah, I'd have to say AIDS.
Yeah.
You'd survive longer.
Sounds like you know what you're facing with AIDS.
Generally, yeah.
True.
let's see. What about gay or ginger?
Oh, ginger.
Homophobe.
No, I'm all right.
What's wrong with you?
I'm fine. Gay. But if I had a choice.
Faggot.
All right, I'll say gay then.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. I changed my answer.
Namaste.
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 We're all going
down. Let's see. Joan Jett or Pat Benatar?
There you go.
Ooh. Pat Benatar.
Now or at the prime of their career?
Make your declaration. Pick one.
Oh. Yeah. Joan Jett. Back in the day.
All right.
Have you seen them? Like, I've seen Joan Jett lately. I haven't seen Benatar lately.
I haven't seen her lately either.
Jett looks pretty tight for how old she is, man.
Does she still?
She still looks pretty fucking tight.
I have to look that up.
She's a rocker. Let's go Clash or Sex Pistols?
Oh, Clash. Sex Pistols.
Mike Clash says three. Clash?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Craig said Sex Pistols.
I think that's awesome, Craig, because I would not peg you for a Sex Pistols over the Clash.
I'm pretty out there. So,
brother.
You know. For sure.
Dogs or cats?
Oh, I like cats, actually.
Dogs. You would.
I do. They're friendly. Cool.
David Lee Roth or Sammy Hagar?
Oh.
Good question.
Sammy, I'll say Hagar. Yeah.
Diamond Dave.
Awesome. Yes, ding. Did you do Mountain Dew?
Oh, meth or Mountain Dew?
Oh, Mountain Dew for me.
Well,
right?
Such a tough choice.
Right?
Mountain Dew is really bad for you.
Yeah. So is meth.
Wow. They're both really bad for you.
Gonna go Mountain Dew.
Oh, cool.
I won't feel as bad about it.
And for your last question. No, actually, I got one more and then your last question. This one is blind or deaf.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
I'd say blind because many a piano player has been blind.
Most musicians go blind.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, we get somebody who picks a deaf musician. They think they're Beethoven or something.
Oh, yeah.
Or they just want to be able to drive.
True.
There is that.
Why do they have Braille on drive-up ATMs?
Oh, good call.
Mike?
Oh, God. Deaf.
Yeah.
All right.
So I feel like you could work at this point, you can work
easier
around.
Easier to work around, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Sign language is pretty easy to learn.
Well, cause,
you can just cross a street. It's great.
No, I work with a couple deaf people, and I always forget that they're actually deaf because they can... They've got some kind of implant or hearing aid, and it's like, oh.
Oh, I was going to say, well, you know, if they're deaf, you can talk shit about them right now. They'll never know.
Yeah, they don't listen to podcasts.
Right. So,
the last thing they ever listen to.
Helen Keller went to...
All right, before we go to hell, let's have one last question, and that is, in a world where you could have either Beatles or Star Wars, because they both said Star Wars, right? Did you say?
I said yes, Beatles. They both said Star Wars.
Oh, and
no, Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, Battlestar Galactica. Yeah. Okay, so in your case, you could have Beatles or Battlestar Galactica, but you can't have them both. Which one do you pick? And you do Star Wars.
I did Star Wars.
Yeah,
I'd say
Beatles or Star Wars. Yeah.
You'd keep the Beatles.
I'd keep the Beatles, I think, yeah. Yeah, I'd have to keep the Beatles. I think so.
Cool.
Okay.
Love is all you need.
Well, that's boys. Good,
well played.
Yes. That was a very tight.
Oh, very cool.
Tight man. Race.
Ooh.
Tight races.
Sexually.
Tight, like my butthole whenever I go camping with Rick.
Surprise.
I wish I could quit you.
Coming up at 370.
You gotta quit you.
Coming up above 375 over 350. Craig Prather.
Oh,
on top,
thanks,
on top of a mountain, baby.
That's right.
On top of a mountain.
Two condoms. That's awesome.
That was good. Oh, yeah.
15 and 18. No, I mean, that's like one of the awesomest, like, young man, young blood stories
true
story. We've heard.
Yeah.
That's what you get when you're a lifeguard at 15.
That's right. Yeah, you
get to bang a girl with two condoms on a mountainside.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
So,
sure, it doesn't happen often.
Any of you out there listening to the show who shouldn't be because you're under 18 and we don't condone that sort of thing.
No, absolutely not.
No, you should not.
And that is still illegal, and kid touching it shouldn't happen.
Right. And you should not be putting Worst Little Podcast stickers all over your high school at all.
Don't take any advice.
Don't ever
on
do
the
that.
Show ever.
Nope.
And two condoms is better than one.
That's
good advice.
You can take one off and feel like a man.
That's right. Yeah, there you go.
And send us a dollar and we'll say
your
name.
Or you get the large size to put as the second one.
I wasn't that smart back then.
They come
I took what I could
sizes?
Get back in those days.
You wouldn't know, Rick.
No.
Yeah, and this uncomfortable pod brought to you by our good buddies, Pinky Polansky. Don't forget to check the Stinky Pinky link, pinkypolansky.com. And while we're at it, check out Waking Girl Web Design, where I'm doing work. I want to make your website. I want to make you famous. I want to have your listings on Google at the top of the page.
Yeah.
So contact us at wakinggirl.com, and we'll make it happen for you. Cool, websites, man. In under 3 to 5 hours.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow. We should maybe get them to do a Mary Anarchy website or something.
Yes, we should. We'll talk more about that in the next year.
Cool,
coming up in the winter here, we got 9.5 leading up to the 10-year anniversary of the annual Mary Anarchy fundraiser.
Oh, yeah, cool.
I mean, I know it just ended, but really, I'm going to get this going from now, and it's going to be a big event, and I've got lots of big plans, and I want to get everybody in town involved.
Definitely growing, getting bigger.
It's what we as Reno do. We take care of our own.
That's right.
Yeah, so.
Very cool.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Any rate.
What's going on this weekend, fellas? You got any gigs, Craig?
I don't this weekend. My next one's in the 29th of June. So it'll be the end of the month here at Swill.
Are you still doing any open mics?
I'm not, unfortunately.
Directly involved?
No, they tried to switch the day and it wouldn't work out and stuff, so I kind of took it off for the summer. But I was at Corkscrew for a while, about 6-7 months, and then I was at Siena for about a year and a half.
Right.
And I do enjoy them, but it's just it's too hard.
Well, you know, we've all been around open mics. Yeah. Sometimes you run them for a while, sometimes you just want to show up for a while.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm kind of in the show up mode.
Absolutely.
Which is kind of fun.
Yeah. Organizing is a pain in the ass.
It is. Yeah. It absolutely.
Yeah. Next weekend, I've got at the Reno Rockabilly Riot over at the Grand Sierra Resort.
Oh, cool.
I'm going to be hosting the Best in the West burlesque show.
Oh, nice.
With a bunch of lovely, lovely ladies shaking it for ye. Including, let me get some of the name rights. We have our own local Reagan Riot who put the show on.
I knew you were going to say that.
Reagan Super. She puts on great shows. She's a great performer, real pro. I like working with her.
Very cool.
And she knows lots of out of town people that she's bringing in who's pictures I can see in my head, and I didn't write their names down. But if you go check out the Worst Little Podcast page, I'm sure you'll be able to find the event link. If you check out my page, if you look, search Best in the West, search Reno Rockabilly Riot, you'll be able to find it. Desert Rose Review. It's going to be a great time.
And you know who else is playing that?
Oh, who else?
Who else would be playing that? Motherfucking Pistoleros.
Pistoleros.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Dude, they're playing the goddamn bowling alley.
Fuck yeah.
So, I mean, that is, have you ever thought, like, what a dream, like, come true?
Pistoleros and a bowling,
and a bowling alley.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
That's going to be amazing.
Be great. Wow. Someone should film that.
So, fuck. You
the
guys,
GSR
so...
thing is going to be a lot of, the Rockabilly Riot is going to be a lot of fun over there this weekend, I think. So, please go check it out. Support a lot of local, good time having people.
Yeah, and really beautiful people that dress up and look sharp and look like the 50s met the punk 70s and had a baby in the 2000s. It's pretty neat.
It's festival time. It's cosplay time in Reno. Because then we got like the steampunk thing coming up here in a couple months.
Word. Oh,
okay. And then all of the Art Town and Burning Man related events.
Nada Dada is coming up.
Oh, that's also next weekend.
Yeah.
We are playing Friday night. I am playing Friday night.
Oh, are we?
Yeah, at a kickoff event at the pub next to the Wildflower Gallery.
Bitchin'.
Because they're going to, Wildflower is hosting a lot of the Nada Dada artists this year, so that's going to be one leg of it. We'll be handing out maps to all the other locations over there. Nice. You can check us out more at Nada Dada on Facebook, on the web, NadaDada.org, I think.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Or Nada Dada artists.
Do you guys know about that? What they do?
Are you familiar with Nada Dada?
What you do is the artist rents out a room at a motel, and they all like fill up the whole bottom floor and some on the second floor too or whatever, depending on the motels. All over Midtown this time.
And you turn a hotel room into an art gallery. Art gallery.
Oh, yes. Very cool.
So kind of like what they had up at a Wildflower the other day?
Not like the way they have the Wildflower Gallery set up, which is a converted motel, their portion of it. Uh-huh. This is they take a hotel room, and sometimes they incorporate the elements of like the desk and the Bibles and the bed. Sometimes they shove all the furniture into the
get
back
rid of
room.
All of it and turn it into a space capsule or something.
It's
crazy shit.
And, like, there's lights and, you know. As long as you're not making permanent changes to the room, it's kind of an anything goes.
Nice. I went to the recent Nada Gras.
Yeah, for that. Mardi Gras. Yeah,
and
Gras.
This guy had a shoe store. And on the shoes, they all had dildos on the heels. They were all,
the dildo guy.
Dildo shoe guy's room.
He had a thing at last year's Big Nada Dada.
Freaky.
Where, his whole room and installation was he took these big rubber dildos of all shapes and size. I mean, they were all big. There were nothing. They were all very black industrial things. But then he had made all sorts of household items. Like there's a plunger, and then the top end was a dildo. Like heels, where the heels were a dildo.
Yeah, heel dish.
Or a salt shaker that you could grind it by twisting the head, kind of thing. Like, it was just all these. Wow. Handy, useful household items just all made out of a big, black, threatening dildo.
Whoa. Dicks everywhere, dude.
Dick?
It's a great room. Kind of creepy. A lot of bears and leather hanging around that room.
And then there's
a big one.
There was other room.
The dead doll baby room.
Yeah,
that was cool.
Baby doll room. Oh, and then like an Alice in Wonderland room. There's been.
Whoa. Bernie did the puppet shows.
Oh, yeah.
He had he has a neon monkey puppet show that he does. Cool. It's a marionette made of neon pieces that Jeff Johnson made.
Yeah. He had some other ones he made out of chicken wire.
Yeah.
When we were filming Nowhere, he's in that. And he saw me doing my chicken wire. He's all, when I got to Nada Gras, he's all, you got to come in my room. And then he put on this ballet with two chicken wire people he made.
I'm like, rad, super.
Dude. Wow. And he like wrapped him and put on a black light so it looks really cool. Like,
very cool.
Shines.
It's an art show in motels.
All kinds of crazy shit.
It's
like
very
and it's free. You just go to the motel and walk around.
Oh, even better.
You know, you can buy stuff there. There's people selling
people
their
have
art,
their cards and stuff.
Very
you
cool.
Know, walk in. There might be a cooler with beer. Ask first. You know?
Yeah. Right.
But it's a very good hangout, showing off art time.
Sounds like a great time.
And like some local people started in response to that they didn't feel that they were able to get enough festival-y kind of art show exposure. and just instead of having to rent out rooms and get permits and this and that, just rent a hotel room, put up your art, and invite people over.
Wow. Yeah.
And it's just, it's been going, I think, gosh, 5-6 years now.
Something like that.
Yeah. Hmm. It's been going a while.
Been in the New York Times and
there's a satellite. They do it in Vegas.
Thing. Oh, wow.
Yeah. A lot of artists from out of town come up to do that. Mm-hmm. They just rent the room in Reno and show their art.
Oh, very nice.
So, so we're
very interesting.
We're going to be playing some music at the kickoff event next Friday.
Cool.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Sounds good,
man. Rory, for future reference.
I had nothing else planned.
Yes.
For future reference, if you ever see a fucking pepper grinder with a big dick that you turn to get, remember your favorite engineer's birthday is in December.
If I see that again, I will.
I mean, come on.
Make sure.
You guys didn't get me anything from the dick room?
I'm going to say when
it was expensive. Your dicks cost a lot.
No, they were actually, they were all really expensive. And that
fake
was
dick cost a lot.
That Cheyenne had just moved out of the house maybe like 2-3 weeks earlier.
Oh.
So I was very much in spending all of my extra money on alcohol.
Yeah.
Well, and you got to figure.
And hanging out with chicks. Not, oh, what can I get for Rick for his birthday 6 months from now?
Well, you got to figure that it's the price of a salt of a pepper grinder and the price of a giant dildo. And then you add labor on that.
Yeah.
Like that, that
give
probably
you some
is
labor
expensive.
With that.
Yeah. It's a pricey piece.
What else is happening this weekend? Fuck it. Not a Dada, Reno Rockabilly Riot. Come see us play music and some pretty chicks. I'm sorry. Michael Polansky and the Biggest Little Sideshow.
Oh, yeah.
Over
that
at Harris Casino. Yeah. That's going to, I believe, every Friday, Saturday. Or Thursday, Friday, Saturday, maybe. But Mike Polansky is in one of the big shows over at Harris. So cool. That's going to be going for, I believe, another month and a half. Oh, nice. So please go check that out. It's all local talent in a big show over there. And, Sideshow.
Like sword swallowers and flame eaters. Whoa.
And
all that.
And Mike wears, I think he's the ringmaster guy with his
that
big
makes
mustache.
Sense. I was going to say, because
he has
my
by
favorite.
By Franzoni, right?
Yeah.
He has my
tell
favorite
his style
yeah.
anywhere.
He has my favorite hipster mustache ever. It was Tony, too, but then Tony cut his off.
But Tony shaved his off, yeah.
Dude, so and you will not see Actors Killed Lincoln playing anywhere because they're here for the next week and a half recording another album.
Uh-huh. Rad.
Good to know. Good to know.
Very cool.
A lot of fun. I can't wait. I love those guys.
Very nice.
So, yeah, go get – and, hey, you know, that's not everything that's going on in town. I'm missing 8 or 9 events probably.
There's a lot of stuff.
Get off your butt. Go ask people. Look on Facebook. Yep. It's all listed out there. Go see a show at Summertime in Reno. Don't just go to the lake. Come back in town and go to see – support people.
Yes.
That's right. I want to promote a show. The 20th of June, I'm playing with Adopt a Singer Songwriter.
You're over an ass.
Very cool. So,
you got an ass show.
I'm in the ass show at Studio on 4th on June 20th. I think it's like 8 o'clock or something.
Something like that, but yeah.
Come on down. There's a few of us playing, and it's going to be fun.
Very nice. Very nice.
Super, super.
I'll probably talk about that next week, too, because since it's on the 20th. But that's the next show for me. June's going to be really mellow for me. No liver scars, no candy shop. Any of you listeners out there who were in the cast and crew.
Oh, yes.
Or
thank you.
If you were a musician who plays on the album, I don't have the list of bands with me. Look it up on my Facebook. But you guys need to go to the cast and crew showing the 30th of June at Sidelines for the Nowhere Nevada movie.
3 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
There's a June show and a 3 p.m. show.
They would really prefer it if you would actually join the event on Facebook.
Yeah,
so
it helps us out.
I saw the trailer for that.
And pick whether you're going to
be. You liked it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, and like and share that trailer, you guys.
Please, as much as possible.
Yeah.
We need to blow this movie up this year.
Definitely.
And see where it takes us.
Keep the momentum we've built up here in town and spread it out to the rest of the world.
Absolutely.
Get all your friends to watch it. This is going to be a great movie.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So those are my plugs.
Yeah. But yeah, no, yeah, find us on find the event on
drink.
Facebook if
you're a
part. Damn it. So close. Almost made it to the end.
Give me like a max volume,
Yeah, no.
Oh, good. That was good, Rory. Sounded exactly like him.
Yeah,
no.
There he is.
Just saying. What would Lemmy do?
That's a good one. We never hear that.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that is correct.
Probably in really
whiskey,
short
in whiskey.
Daisy Duke shorts. Did you ever see that movie with him? He's playing pinball in his Daisy Dukes.
Yep.
And the other guy's got like long shorts to his knee, and he's all, "Those ain't shorts. Those are pants, dude." That's fucking bullshit.
Oh, let's see. Do we want to have? Do you want to play one more song? Do
I
we
can.
Want one more?
Sure.
Let's or have you play one live,
and then one off. Last
yeah,
one off.
Exactly.
Album?
Sweet. Okay. Sounds good.
Very cool. All right. Let's see here. This one's a good one. This one's called "You'll See."
Today, things might go my way. Really never know, and sometimes it's hard to read between the lines. And right now, I need your love somehow. Tonight, everything seems right, and I'll try to keep you close inside.
Ladies and gentlemen. Nice.
Thank you. Thank
Mr.
you very much.
Mr. Craig Prather.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. Yeah.
Well, everybody, Craig, Mike, sir. Thanks for being into the show today.
Thank
I had a great
you.
Time with you.
Thank you. Awesome.
Do you want to talk up the next track
yeah,
we're going to hear?
The next
oh,
track?
Yeah, if you want to outro with that one. That's this next one's called Jaded, and this song's featuring me on guitar.
Yeah, so this is the one I wanted to hear.
I've only got two tracks on the album where I actually play a guitar. So this is a simpler guitar riff for me. But this
super.
Is
super
cool. Yeah. Awesome.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's been another great week for Mr. Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, and Dogwater Dick. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying, life is short. I love you.
Sometimes I get jaded, need to focus more somehow. Well, late at night, I'm faded. I know. Thank you.
frightened and bewildered as he obviously is, the more he is hurt, the more he will struggle.
Duckwater Studios.
Has he ever acted like this before?
Yeah.